Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. Today's podcast is all about home composting. I'm Emily and I'm outside Anne Hayes' flat in Leith. Anne is a home composter and Zero Waste Scotland volunteer. So we're going to go in, we're going to find out more about cutting waste and composting.
If you're not already home composting, you'd probably find that just by getting a bin and starting to use it, that you can dramatically reduce the amount of waste that you're putting in the bin each week.
Anne, could you tell me how you first started composting?
Well, I moved into this house about 5 years ago with my husband, and because it was the first time that we'd had a garden, we thought it would be a good idea to get a compost bin so as we can reduce the waste that we send to landfill. And after that, we just started collecting our kitchen waste that was suitable for composting in a little caddy that we have in the kitchen. That came with the composting bin as part of the kit. And we just fill it up, and every couple of days we empty it into the bin. And as we've got a small garden as well, we put other things like leaves, grass, some small amounts of grass cuttings, and just general bits of garden waste go in as well.
In Edinburgh, it's quite rare to have a big garden, and with a smaller garden and your compost bin, people might be concerned that it would smell in the garden. Can you smell the bin?
No. I mean, our garden is quite small. I think it's probably about 8 or 10 metres square. And we do have it in the furthest corner away from the house, but we've never been bothered by smells, and I wouldn't have any worries about having it perhaps not right next to the house, but I wouldn't have any problem with having it a lot closer to the house, because even when you take the lid off, there's very rarely any smells from it.
Well, Anne, could we go and see your bin?
Yeah, let's go outside.
Right. So you've got two bins?
Yeah, we've got two bins. This is a more active one. There's a lot of slugs in there.
Oh, loads of worms.
Loads of worms. Look at that on the lid as well.
There's like a...
It's like a whole...
Worm of worms.
Worm of worms, yeah.
A big slug. Right, can you tell me what's happening in the bin? So we can see there's loads of slugs and worms at the top, but what's going down on beneath the surface?
Well, beneath the surface, the waste that's been in there for a bit longer, that's obviously had a chance to be processed by the worms and the slugs and the other bugs that are in there, and it's kind of in the process of being broken down, and obviously it's important to keep quite a lot of air in the compost, so give it a stir probably every couple of months, and that just means that the air can get to the material and break it down.
And how do you stir it?
Usually just take a spade or a fork and kind of take out the top layer and mix it around a bit. But obviously try not to disturb the layer at the bottom, because that's already just about broken down.
Can we have a look at the bottom? So there's
yep.
a little door
yeah,
down the bottom.
Yeah, there's a little door down at the bottom here.
Oh, wow.
And you can see there's some seeds that haven't broken down. And I find that I do put eggshells in it, but they don't break down particularly well. But everything else is... It's pretty good, and you can see there's some spiders and bugs and things at the bottom.
And can we have a feel of it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really soft.
Yeah, it's quite soft.
No slugs in this bit?
No slugs down the bottom, no.
Nice. And then what's the other bin for?
Well, when one gets full, then we just use the other one sometimes.
In your compost bin, you've got all sorts of food and card and... tea bags breaking down. Would this give off methane gas like in the landfill site?
No, it wouldn't. That's another reason why it's better to home compost rather than sending it to landfill. As well as the transport issue of your waste has got to be transported to the landfill site, which uses energy. If it goes to landfill, then it gives off harmful methane gases because it's not getting the air that it needs to break down. Whereas here it's getting air to allow it to break down without giving off methane gases. basically the process of composting takes about 18 months. So you put in your kitchen waste and garden waste, bits of paper and cardboard as well.
What have you been doing with the compost?
As you can see in the garden, at the moment we've got some spinach, we've got some strawberry plants, we've also grown some potatoes this year. So that just goes on the things that we grow in the garden.
And are there ever times when, you know, it's cold outside and you've got your caddy full but you don't really want to go out?
Well, we've actually got two caddies. So what we would do if it was too cold, we would just stick the full caddy out the back door and then use the spare one.
Oh, and then go out when it's warm.
And then go out when it's warm. Like if it's late at night or something, you just do it the next day. Or when, you know, when you've just come in and you've got your coat on.
You recently became a Zero Waste Scotland volunteer.
That's right, yes.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, the reason I got into that was because I've already worked as a volunteer for 3 years with the Real Nappy Project, which is run alongside it. And now that my kids are getting a little bit older and going to be out of nappies soon, I thought it was good to stay involved with the waste programme, because it's something that I'm quite interested in. So I did the training course a couple of weeks ago, which was a full day course, and I got more information about home composting. Stop the Drop, which is a campaign to help reduce junk mail or direct mail that people receive in their homes, and how to go about that. Also how to reduce your food waste, which is quite a relevant issue as councils are trying to encourage householders to reduce the amount of food waste they generate. It can save quite a lot of money as well. And also we learned about home recycling in Edinburgh.
And what will you do with that information?
Well, what I'll probably do as part of the programme is the Zero Waste Scotland run quite a lot of events throughout the year. So I'd be interested in going along and helping out at these events and just speaking to the public and giving people a bit more information about these different issues.
And you've got two young children?
Yeah, I've got a one-year-old and a three-year-old.
And do they get involved with the composting?
Well, my younger daughter is obviously not really aware of things yet, like that yet, but my older daughter is very keen to know what goes in the bin, what goes in the recycling, and what goes in the compost. And already she kind of knows that things like apple cores and banana skins and vegetable peelings, that they go in the compost already. And she does like helping take the bin out, and she's a bit small to reach it yet, but she likes to empty the bin when she can. So she's quite involved in it, and for her perspective, it's a completely normal thing.
What's the best thing about composting?
I think it reduces the amount of waste that you put in the bin. So it means that because we live in a flat where there's the communal bins are shared, it's a lot closer to go to the composting bin with your kitchen waste than to go out to the main bin, which is actually three doors down from here. So it means that because we compost and recycle as much as we can, we're only putting out maybe one or two bags of waste a week. So you don't have to go to the bin very often.
Where can you get more information?
Well, there's a few ways you could do that. You can go on the ChangeWorks website, which is www.changeworks.org.uk, or you can give them a call on 0131 555 4010 and ask for the waste team that can give you more information on composting, or you can go on the Zero Waste Scotland website. That will also have more information about home composting.
Thanks very much, Anne. Thank you for your bin and telling us more about composting. Thank you for listening to the Green Elite Zero Waste podcast on home composting. I'm Emily. You can follow this podcast series by logging on to greenerleith.org/zero waste. These podcasts are funded by ChangeWorks, VegWare, and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants.